Spiritual Salisbury Steak, written by Christina Curtin, December 26th, 2019. I've always been a spiritual person in that I've always believed in God. I didn't always like him, mind you. I was angry for a while. Regardless of my emotions, I always believed in something more. But exactly what that something more wasn't always clear. So much gets hammered into your brain when you're a kid. So many rules and beliefs that you take for face value because that's what you've been taught. You don't think that you have a choice to believe in whatever the hell you want because the alternatives are wrong. It's either this way or the highway to hell. I was baptized Catholic, had my first Holy Communion, and was pretty much raised in the Catholic Church until I moved in with my aunt and uncle when I was 8. Growing up, my family never really talked about God that I recall, except to say how sin is bad. I knew who Jesus was and why he was important, of course, but church was boring and I always felt talked at instead of talked to. I never felt good after leaving church. I felt bad, unworthy, and really freaking tired. All the guilt that surrounds this religion is heart-crushing for me. All the rules. Why do you have to be in a building to talk to God? Why do we have to eat fish on Fridays? Why do we sit, kneel like a game of Simon Says? What I do know now is that I am not Catholic. The major turning point for me was when we had Gianna. We went to get her baptized and the priest refused. Why? Because me and Vince weren't married and it was against the rules. What the fuck? Sorry, Father, I don't think God agrees with this rationale. If you believe that unbaptized babies go to limbo if they die, how can you refuse to pour water on my child's head because I had sex out of marriage? How is that good? I was livid. That rejection stayed in my heart. I honestly only had Gianna make her first Holy Communion because I loved Vince's Graham so much and wanted to make her happy. She was really big on this stuff. So it was Graham guilt and not God guilt that made me do it. As an aside, the fact that we dressed them up like little brides and grooms for their Holy Communion was always really disturbing to me. The God I know wouldn't want me to feel rejected. The God I know is love, kindness, and acceptance, despite your mistakes. It's exactly like the love parents have for their children. You can fuck up over and over again, but in the end, all God has is love. If you haven't read the book The Shack or watched the movie, I highly recommend it. It helped me understand how God can accept and love those people that do horrible things, things that are outside of my understanding of being okay. Ultimately, I find other religions fascinating and can't believe that one religion is 100% right. Buddhism is freaking cool, and the basis of Islam seems so on point to me. I totally get Wicca's appreciation and respect for nature. I don't want to shake any feathers or piss off my Catholic family and friends. If your religion makes you feel good, then that's wonderful. Keep with it. For me, I felt like a whore for the longest time because I wasn't married and just unworthy. None of that is good. None of that is God, in my opinion. I'm like a Salisbury steak of religion. Bizarre statement, but stay with me. I don't remember much about my childhood and nothing really good about my mother, but I do remember her making Salisbury steak. She didn't measure anything and just threw a bunch of seemingly random ingredients into a bowl and mixed it with her hands. No measuring. This may be why I'm an awful cook. Anyways, she would let me help and eat the raw mix before forming the patties and cooking them. Ah, those were the days before you knew to worry about E. coli. So for me, religion or spirituality is like a Salisbury steak mixture. I throw in a bunch of unmeasured different religions' ideas and mix with my hands. The thing is, I think I'm on the right track because now and then I will get these chills up and down my back. They will run from the base of my neck and up into my head. Sometimes it will spread into my heart. I've never had an explanation for it. The feeling of peace and love. Does anybody else get that? It wasn't until I listened to Napoleon Hill's Outwitting the Devil that I was able to give it a better name. According to the book, which is amazing, These chills are my brainwaves tapping into the vat of positive energy that exists in our world. The energy we can't see, like gravity, radio waves, and magnetism. It's there. Our thoughts are electromagnetic. Seriously, Google it. Magnets attract stuff. So if we have positive electromagnetic thoughts, we can attract positive things. Your thoughts become things. Your thoughts affect your entire life. Really, it's amazing. The me 2 years ago would have rolled my eyes at these ideas. Older, grayer, and somewhat wiser in my years, I finally learned the importance of positivity. The importance of rejecting rules and beliefs that make me feel awful. Being in a place of love and knowing that God is there with me. It doesn't matter if I am sitting or kneeling or sitting or standing in that place, as long as I am there.